Oh, hi, RC. Cool
hi,
nickname,
thank
sir.
Thank you for all you do on the radio. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir.
So for some time now, I've been having a problem with an inguinal hernia. And I've been working with a naturopath doctor who also does acupuncture and a chiropractor to sort of solve this naturally, because I've learned that that is a possibility to do before you result in doing surgery if that doesn't work. And we've made definite headway, and this thing is in most of the time now, but it's comes out. And so I wanted to know any experience you've had in curing that naturally.
Actually, I usually do just like you've done, sir. I usually refer to acupuncturists and chiropractors for this because they get better results than I've seen anywhere else. Now, the one thing I could add to it that probably doesn't apply to you, though, is remember what's supposed to be there to keep the hernia in is partly muscle. Not entirely. If it were totally muscle, the hernia couldn't escape. There's some other tissue there that it escapes through. But even so, muscle can help. I'm sorry, improving muscle tone can help if the muscle tone isn't what it should be. Now, that applies to only a small percentage of younger men. How old are you this year, sir?
I'm 62.
Okay, then that might apply to you. Have you had your total testosterone and more importantly, the free testosterone checked? If you have not, then check with the doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to do that, because if your free testosterone fraction is low, then none of your muscles, including arms, legs, and in that area of the body, the upper thigh and the lower abdomen, none of your muscles can be as strong as they should be. And either you should get to work on making more of your own testosterone internally, which is possible. It takes detoxification and a number of supplements that boost one's own testosterone. Or if you don't do that, you should use testosterone from the outside. And of course, if I were working with this and I found that the free testosterone were low, some of that testosterone, if it's used from the outside, should be rubbed in right around where the muscles are, where the hernia is, to see if that does any good. But that's all theoretical, sir. No, I have not worked directly with anybody on that. I usually do refer to chiropractors and acupuncturists, but again, being over 60, check the testosterone levels.
Okay, we can do that. Is there a target range or something we should be looking for on the free testosterone?
Yes, sir. It's at least median. They always give you a range. It goes from, just for example, X over here to Z, and Y is halfway in between, and we want to be right there at median or maybe a little above. But don't let anybody ever tell you, oh, look at that. The range here is from A to Z, and you're at B, so that's perfectly okay. And that is what my Italian grandmama would call Bologna for B. It should be at least in the middle of the alphabet at median levels, because that's what's best for the health. It certainly is, quote, normal, unquote, to be dead, too. But we try to avoid that as much as we can until the time comes.
Okay. And I recall some other shows you've done where you've talked about people taking additional supplements. I don't know if it was DHEA in connection with testosterone where there was diabetes in the family or not. I don't have diabetes, but it's in our family. Is that a concern?
Yes, it is, sir, because when there's type 2 diabetes, that's the one that makes us large in our families, then the enzyme that turns testosterone into estrogen is frequently overactive, and so a guy will have his testosterone checked and free testosterone is low, and he'll be given testosterone, and there the body goes, turning too much of it into estrogen. So some very, very silly doctors have this knee-jerk prescription where if testosterone is prescribed, here, have some of a patent medication which blocks the transformation of testosterone into estrogen. Gee, that sounds like a good idea. Why not do it? Because what it does is allow the diabetes to proceed unchecked, because we don't notice that the testosterone is turning into too much estrogen. So when I'm working with somebody from family with type 1 diabetes, and they're going, sorry, type 2, I said that wrong. If we're going to start them on testosterone, their follow-up test always checks their testosterone and their estrogens. And if that guy's estrogens are above, let's say, median for a man, but his testosterone is below median for a man, aha, that enzyme is going around too quickly, making the testosterone into estrogen, and that guy has to clamp down on his pre-diabetes is what he's got in that situation.
Okay. Sounds like things to look into. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you very much for calling.